The problem with the Army Corps is that since Congress some years ago more or less unilaterally disarmed in our ability to direct local priorities, we basically shovel money into an enormous Army Corps of Engineers pool, and then the Army Corps of Engineers on its own decides what projects to fund and when. So it's not a matter of them not having the money. We shovel enormous amounts of money into the Army Corps. It's a matter of trying to assert our priorities, and that's why I brought R.D. James up to Rhode Island to have a look at it, and that's why we're persistently following up to drive this uphill through the bureaucracy.
Why do you think it's a priority?
I think it's a priority because sea level rise is a very immediate concern, particularly if we get another big 1938 or 1955-sized storm pushing now nearly a foot of additional sea up ahead of it on storm surge, you could have a really serious disaster on our hands. So we want to make sure that the hurricane barrier, which was designed for pre-climate change conditions, is suitable for the expected risk. And if not, we want to continue thinking about what could be done that would create a more formidable barrier in the years ahead.